Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Welcome back to the show. Cardinal baseball coming your way. 12:20 pregame. I'll have that. 1:15 first pitch. Tell you what, I was sweating it out yesterday in that Cardinals broadcast studio downstairs watching the Mizzou game. 30-27, they beat Vanderbilt in double overtime. The head coach is Eli Drinkwitz. Good morning, coach. Great to have you back on KMOX.
Good morning, Tom. How are you, man?
Doing great. I was, I'll tell you, that was something. I was watching this game go back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
You come out of it 4-0, but I thought you put it really well because I stayed around for your post-game on-field interview, and they said, what'd you learn about today? And you said, we have a long way to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the deal, man. I feel like, you remember on the movie Gladiator when he yells, are you not entertained? You know, I'm just trying to keep the entertainment value high for all the fans. You know, it's like a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial, you know, just trying to keep that thing going for a while. But look, at the end of the day, you know, we're a group of guys, a group of team that's really tough, really resilient, found a way to win. It's not about how you win. It's about that you do win. And there's a lot of things that we want to do better as a football team, and we can do better. Starting with me as coaching, I made some really poor coaching decisions. But you win and learn. And so that's what we're going to do today and the better part of this week. We're going to find a way to continue to improve. But, man, I'm super proud of this team. And I want everybody to understand I'm super proud of our football team. To find a way to win last week and this week, there's a lot of teams that didn't win last night. In fact, there was over half of them. So, you know, it's a good deal for us to be on that right side of it.
Yeah, and the bye week comes at the right time, and you can get healthy and reset and try to figure out how to beat Texas A&M. And you just talked about a coaching decision. I won't harp on it because you already said it after the game yesterday. It was on you, what happened right before halftime, and Vanderbilt was able to keep that thing close. And just, you know, the inability, I guess, to close the door on some of those drives probably eats at you a little bit. As talented as your team is, and give Vanderbilt some credit. I mean, they're an SEC team. They're on scholarship, too. But you know what the explosive potential of your team is, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we here's the deal, man. We had a lot of people that expect and have expectations of what we should be as a team. You know, at the end of the day, we are who we are. And right now, we're not as explosive as we need to be. We have some elite players. We've got to get them the ball, and we got to execute at a higher level. You know, we're 4-0, and we'll continue to work to improve this week. But, you know, I think sometimes we have in this mindset that we just expect that we're going to go out there, and because the other team has a certain jersey on, that the outcome's going to be a certain way, man. They have a say in the fight, too. And yeah, they're on scholarship. They're on scholarship in the SEC. They're really good football players. And, there's a lot of those guys that had something to prove. They had a chip on their shoulder and they did it. That quarterback's a really tough moxie player. So kudos to them for being in the fight, but kudos to us for winning the game.
Those are two really slick quarterbacks I thought you faced back-to-back. BC was tough. Bill O'Brien's got
them. You see the next ones we're going to face. I mean, crud, that's what you get into, man. In college football, they got elite quarterbacks, and it's an elite skill set because most of them have a really good ability to create with their feet, as well as get ball to the playmakers in space. So it puts your defense in a really difficult position. You know, the first half, we made a couple of fundamental technique errors with our footwork that allowed him to get on the edge to create explosive plays. And in the second half, and in that overtime first drive, we couldn't tackle him. And so, you know, that's going to be something we have to fix because the young man who's taking over the quarterback job at Texas A&M is explosive, very fast. And that's the name of the game moving forward. I think you can look at our schedule and say, there's a lot of really fast, explosive quarterbacks. I mean, South Carolina's quarterback came in. He looked unbelievable last night watching the highlights. So everybody's got good quarterbacks. We got to continue to improve.
Yeah, you're right. Arkansas has got a good one, no doubt. Oh, what about your quarterback? Did he come out of that okay? Is he healthy? I know he's a little down on how he performed.
Yeah, you know what? Brady's got to quit taking the weight of the world and the weight of the fans on his shoulders. I mean, the dude didn't turn the ball over. I watched a lot of football last night where a bunch of quarterbacks turned the ball over and cost their teams opportunities to win, and ours did not. And in clutch situations, he delivered for our football team. And I'm really proud of him. He's 100% healthy, so everybody can take that narrative off of social media. He's 100% healthy. He played a consistent game last night, and we're going to work to improve around him. But at the end of the day, he did exactly what he needed to do to get his team a win. And, again, it's easy to point fingers at the quarterback when things don't go the way people expect it. At the end of the day, point the fingers at me. I'm the head football coach. It's my responsibility. But I struggled with his answer last night because, you know, he's trying to measure up to some outside noise and expectations. Man, he's playing good football and hadn't turned the ball over in a couple of games, which ultimately gave us the chance to win both of those games. So I'm super proud of him, and the best is yet to come.
And finally, I can't let you go without the big news that came across in Kansas City, the approval of the improvements to Memorial Stadium and Faurot Field. I know that's something you've been working on for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think our fans have really been the difference for us in the last four games, and specifically last night. The environment, the atmosphere that they've created at Faurot Field has been electric and special to the coaches, to the players, to the recruits, and for our board and to continue to invest in our program, to continue to create an atmosphere that's going to be really second to none in the country. I'm super excited about and appreciate their commitment to us and for us. And just so appreciative of being at the University of Missouri and our fan base, because they've been on this journey with us. And I just ask that they continue just to be supportive. I know everybody's got high expectations because of our rankings, but we'll get there. But every day is a little bit of a difficult challenge, and we just need everybody pushing in the same direction. And it's not always going to be a beauty pageant. It's going to be about getting the wins. And so appreciate the fans, but really want them to continue just to believe and be supportive as this team continues to try to develop its own identity and be the best version of themselves so that it can be.
Great to hear you on KMOX again. Hope to catch up soon. Appreciate it, Coach.
Thanks, Tom. See you, buddy. MIZ.
ZOU from Eli Drinkwitz on KMOX.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.